Lecture 2, Mahler the Conductor.
We return to our great master's biography of Mahler, his life and music. This is Lecture 2, and it is entitled Mahler the Conductor. Gustav Mahler began composing around the age of 6. He entitled his first composition, Polka with Introductory Funeral March. God bless him, 6 years old, and already the ironic and morbid nature of his psyche is in evidence. Already, Mahler was creating music that juxtaposed the spontaneous joy of dance with the ritual sadness of a funeral march. At the age of 6, in his first piece of music, Gustav Mahler was already Gustav Mahler. Oh, a wonderful anecdote about this polka funeral march. Mahler's mother, Marie, promised him the reward of 2 kronen if he could copy out the piece in ink without making a single blot. Before starting, young Gustav prayed to God for help. Thus armed, he got down to work. He had just reached the very last notes when a big, honking blob of ink dropped from his pen and fell onto the music. He had to copy out the whole thing from scratch again. Relating the story many years later, Mahler said, and I quote, "That day, my faith in God was considerably shaken," unquote. As an elementary student, Mahler's performance was rather less impressive than his gains as a musician. He was a mediocre student at best who excelled only in religious studies and gymnastics. No surprise, really, when we consider Mahler's predilection for spirituality and his love for sports and exercise. In 1871, due in part to Gustav's lackluster academic performance, Bernard Mahler decided to send him to Prague, there to study at the Neustadt Gymnasium. Gustav was 11 years old. Bernard arranged for his son to board at the house of a leather merchant named Moritz Grünfeld, who was a well-known lover of music and the father of 11, yes, count them, 11 children. All told, this stay in Prague was a disaster. Gustav was not properly fed, his room was not heated, and various Grünfeld children borrowed his clothing and shoes so that he often had to go about barefoot. Gustav's reaction? He withdrew more deeply than ever into his dream world. However, one incident in the Grünfeld house did indeed make a profound impression on young Mahler, one that he remembered and one that he talked about and one that troubled him for the rest of his life. It goes like this. One day, Mahler wandered, by mistake, into a dark room where Alfred Grünfeld, who was then 19, was having sex with a maid. Apparently, mistaking the young woman's cries for something other than what they were, Gustav, hey, who says chivalry is dead? Gustav hurried to her rescue. Well, she showed no gratitude whatsoever to her rescuing prince. Mahler was beaten by the couple and then sworn to secrecy. According to Henri de Lagrange, Mahler never recovered from this awkward and brutal introduction to the facts of life. It is indeed possible that this was one of the causes of the sexual puritanism that Mahler displayed for most of his life, unquote. Now, to his great credit, when Bernard Mahler got wind of what was going on there in Prague, he hightailed it to Prague, took Gustav to a restaurant so he could pig out on some food, recovered his son's clothing from the Grünfelds, and took him home to Iglau on the next train. Gustav had been in Prague for 8 months. Of the 64 students in his class at the Neustadt Gymnasium, Mahler was ranked 64th, dead last at the time he withdrew. One last bit of childhood business before we can move on, and it's a sad bit of business. In 1875, when Mahler was but a few months shy of his 15th birthday, his younger brother Ernst died of pericarditis. Mahler was crushed. Ernst was but a year younger than Gustav. They were inseparable, truly best friends. Gustav rarely left Ernst's bedside during his long illness, making up stories and doing everything he could to distract his brother from his pain. Gustav was terrified by Ernst's illness and traumatized by his death. It was something he never, ever got over.